Now, in other news, a spacewalk to repair the International Space Station has ended early after one of the astronauts reported a water bubble in his helmet. Both of the astronauts, the Briton Tim Peake and the American Tim Kopra, on the spacewalk have returned to the station and they are safe. Our science editor David Shookman now reports.
A moment of exploration history as Tim Peake prepares to venture outside the space station.
Through the course of the depressurization...
Weightless, but jammed into a bulky spacesuit, he needs his colleagues to guide him into the airlock. Hand by hand, Tim Peake and a fellow astronaut inched along outside.
Yeah, Tim, that's perfect framing right there. We like that.
Filmed by his American colleague, Tim Peake is perched at the very edge of the space station, in position to help carry out a key repair job. Stepping outside the International Space Station is always risky, but spacewalks are essential to build and fix things. Now, the astronauts emerge through an airlock here. And if we take a closer look, we can see how they had to make their way about 60 metres to replace what's called a sequential shunt unit. That's part of the power supply connecting the solar panels. The main task was to replace that power unit. They had to get it done within 31 minutes, because that's how long night lasts on the space station, and if sunlight hit the solar panels, they could have been electrocuted. In the event, all went well.
OK, that's a good position. All four electrical connectors are good.
Then, a problem.
We know it's a small amount of water. If there's any way to get a temperature of the water, I don't know if you can move it around to get to that, or to try to drink it and note the taste.
Water was found in the helmet of Tim Peake's companion, Tim Kopra.
It's about 3 inches above my head, and if I can make it mobile.
They were ordered back inside. A syringe was used to collect samples of the water. This matters because 3 years ago, an astronaut nearly drowned in his spacesuit. This time, no harm was done, and the main repair task was completed.
The International Space Station back to full power. We really appreciate all the dedication and hard work.
But there'll be questions about what went wrong, and all of this is a reminder of the dangers of working in space.